I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day.
Let's get ready for his coming.
Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are aiming every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here.
Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. For he tells
our life for him and sing his praise.
And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day.
Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here.
Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days.
All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise.
And we are living in the day he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day.
Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout.
For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day.
Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout.
For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God.
There's a road that's straight and narrow that the saints have traveled on, paved with all the tribulations of the martyrs that have gone. If you're grateful for the victories and for showing us the way, then give thanks for all your blessings. Get on your knees and pray. Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. In this world of grief and sorrow, filled with selfishness and grief, there remains a glorious fountain to supply our every need. You can find it in the temple with a welcome on the door. Be sure to find your blessings before you ask for more.
Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the seas. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. Be forgiving to the wayward like the Master told us to. When he cried, found them, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember they're your brothers, they need a helping hand. Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains in the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. Be forgiving to the wayward like the Master told us to. When he cried, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember they're your brothers, they need a helping hand. Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the seas. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. When I look around and see all the good things God has for me, I know I'm not worthy of it all. For his pleasure he truly gives. I owe my life to him, 'cause I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Sometimes when I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel, and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh, please let me kneel once more, 'cause I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Sometimes when I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel, and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh, please let me kneel once more, 'cause I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me.
when I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
When I stand right there with you, Lord, there's nothing I can't do. Although sometimes the tempter try to bring me down. When I go to you in prayer, I know you'll make me there. I can make it through the day when I take the time to pray. When I start my day with you, when I start my day with you, Lord, there's nothing I can't do. Although sometimes the tempter tries to bring me down, when I go to you in prayer, I know you'll meet me there. I can make it through the day. When I take the time to pray, when I start my day with you, when I start my day with you, Lord, there's nothing I can't do. Although sometimes the tempter tries to bring me down, when I go to you in prayer, I know you'll meet me there. I can make it through the day when I take the time to pray, when I start my day with you. Gonna pray my way out, never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Gonna pray my way out, never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Gonna pray my way out, never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord, give you thanks for another day of life, especially now when we're living in the Thanksgiving season all around Canada anyway. They're having a time out for Thanksgiving. We give you thanks for all the things you do for us, Lord, for the hour we're living in, for crystal clear picture, Lord, that you've allowed us to see the closing out of the end time, Lord. And I truly wish I could say thank you, Lord, for bringing these hostages out, because I can't really rejoice in that, because I know it's up the road, according to your word, peace and safety and sudden destruction. And the Lord is being, the world is being lulled to sleep again with this hostage deal now. The whole world is rejoicing. And like I say, I wish I could rejoice with them, but it's just a temporary reprieve, and all it is going to lull the people back to sleep, and then sudden destruction will come. We go according to your word, Lord. We see the program. We see what's coming over the world. You cannot make peace with the enemy. You can't make peace with the devil. And the people are just a crucifer bruising. And so we can't rejoice in that. We can't a little bit glad that it happened for the sake of the people there. But we see what's, we see the blueprint, what's up the road here for Israel. Jacob's trouble is up the road, and
a lot of good things coming, but there's also bad things coming. You see the way the world is going and everything that we're caught up in. Perilous times are not coming, they're here, and we're living in a world that's completely falling apart, Lord. So we just give you thanks that you have kept us in a place of safety, a place of fear in Canada, where we can still come together and start our day with you and giving you songs of praise, Lord. And so much to be thankful for in this season of Thanksgiving, Lord. We just pray that you just continue to lead and guide us by your Spirit and let us realize what we're really thankful for, that you've allowed us to live in a land of opportunity, in a land of safety, and that you've taken care of things, Lord. We just pray to just continue to lead and guide us by that of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, the world and around us, and anyway, in Canada today, they got their Thanksgiving time of festivities and all that. And it's basically the only holiday, the only time that we will kind of go along and celebrate. We can't celebrate Christmas, we can't celebrate New Year, because it's not for real. That Christmas thing is just a pagan thing where people come together and they worship the devil and they don't even know it. They're not part of that. Like I say, the only thing we actually take time out and have a meal or something like that, you know, where we can actually say we really do celebrate Thanksgiving. And it's time to stop. The Lord give us a garden out back, and we can bring in all the substance that we had throughout the summer and be grateful for that. That's just the way it is. It's a time set aside when people are truly grateful, and supposed to be anyway, but to a lot of people, it's just a tradition, just another day where people take time out and to be grateful, and they express it with a meal, a turkey, and drink, eating and drinking. But see, you and I, we go beyond that Thanksgiving of celebrating. Yeah, we had ourselves a turkey yesterday, but that's not really where it's at. Where it's really at is when you're moved with gratitude, with true, genuine Thanksgiving, like the goodness of God leads people to repentance. And when you really see the goodness of God around you, it'll move, do something in a person's heart that it'll move him not just to say thank you or have a turkey dinner and eating and drinking, but it'll move him to the point where you will actually come to a place in your life where you'll say, Lord, here I am, use me for your honor, for your glory. That's the only way you can really say thank you, Lord. And the rest is all just lip service. If you cannot come to a place where you're genuinely grateful, that you to the point where you say, Lord, here I am, send me, or here I am, Lord, use me for your glory, because Jesus said he had no greater pleasure than to do his Father's will. And that's where you and I are. That's where you and I have come to a point in our lives where we can truly say, Lord, here we are, use us, because there's nothing in us that has any value, and it comes right down to it. See, you and I, we're not playing games. We got to go right to the source, right to the true heart of gratitude. We'll say, Lord, here I am, use me for your glory, for your honor, do with me as you see fit, and then you completely surrender your life to him and do your level best to continue to do that, because on a daily basis, starts in the morning, starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. If I start my day with prayer, I know you'll meet me there. And that's how you and I have done, and it has become a tradition to you and I that we do. That's exactly what we're doing. First thing in the morning, we get up and pray, and we sing in the day, and do things that's pleasing to the Lord. You know, we don't make a habit of having a big meal and things like that, because that's really not where it's at. It's just something that you and I is about the only thing, like I say, that we celebrate is Thanksgiving. And we have every reason to do it. But unless that thanksgiving leads you to really genuinely, like the Bible says, the goodness of God will lead people to repentance. That's what gratitude and thanksgiving should do. And then you say, Lord, here I am, send me, do with me as you see fit. Because we're living in a day of confusion and a day of where nothing is right anymore. Mm-hmm. It's an upside down world. And I say, like I say, I wish I could rejoice with the world, but I know what's up the road, what's coming. It's like I say, we're glad and we're grateful that these hostages were finally out of the hell that they were in, and it looks like they're actually coming out. But that's not really where it's at. I know the whole world is rejoicing and happy about it, but it'd be very short-lived when mm-hmm. I look at the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And when you look at the scripture, you see what's going on all around us. It's not really not a real peace because the enemies are so strong. Like, how can you make peace with people that actually want to annihilate you? How can you make peace with Arabs, Muslims, that teach their children to hate the Jews? Like, it's really, when you look at it, it's really not peace. It's just like any other unity that has formed. Like, I was thinking today about that ecumenical spirit that came out after the war, where because the Protestants realized that they're so divided and they started to create the World Council of Churches in order to unify. See, behind it is the spirit of Satan. He's creating a false unity, and that's what has been engineering these churches out there, is that ecumenical spirit. And that's the same direction Tim Relaford is going, is unifying with people that Brother Jackson dealt with. See, it's the same ecumenical spirit. Mm-hmm. It's a universal spirit that wants to unify, but in the end to lead you out to hell and death, because that's where that spirit is leading people mm-hmm. out to. So when I look at it, I can I'm very grateful for the men of old who stood for something. Mm-hmm. When you will look in Hebrews 11, mm-hmm. How you can look at Abel. By faith, Abel offered God a greater sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he did not see death. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, he went and constructed an ark. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place he would later receive as an inheritance. See, these men all stood for something. Mm-hmm. They didn't just go and compromise. Abraham didn't compromise with these false gods, worshippers. He was called out. And by faith, he moved on it. And all these men, and it goes on to list many, many more. And he even goes to say that he wouldn't have enough room to write of all the men of faith that have gone before, that stood for something. And for those men, I am so grateful mm-hmm. for, because I can look back and know that these men stood for something, and that in the hour and the time we're living in, we too can stand for something and in the end be commended for it. I'm not going to compromise with people that stand for false teachings. Mm-hmm. How can you compromise? Because we know in the end, the devil pulls the rug out from under them and they're left with nothing.
See, there's nothing new under us, but it's just mm-hmm. a repeat. And like, we can bring it down to today's hour. We're grateful that the Lord give us the grace to expose that other thing. And mm-hmm. I want to say it over and over again. We're nothing against the people. We're against that spirit that the people that have allowed that spur to take a bump, and it's really that spur that we hate. It's not the people we hate. They're just ordinary people, but they're caught up behind them. It's that spur that's driving. They're just as deceived as people that are shouting in the streets over in Israel now, right now. And you're just as deceived as these meetings that Tim Relifer had over down there on the weekend. They're all probably temporarily rejoicing and thinking it's a good thing that all of a sudden now he's bringing, Tim is bringing all these preachers together that used to be enemies of Brother Jack's, and they're, today they're still enemies. Mm-hmm. And I won't know what's going on, but the Lord rich in mercy, that's really what I got to be so many things to be grateful for, that after Brother Jackson left the scene, the Lord gave me a dream. He gave me a dream about what they're going to do with the ministry of Brother Jackson. Here, it's we're living right in it. That dream has come to fruition, that these so-called preachers out there, Fred Cormier, Dem Rolliver, Dem Russell Davis, all these people will have one ambition and one ambition only, and that is to destroy everything that Brother Jackson ever stood for. That's exactly what you see going on. When you go through, you got to go through a microscope and you got to see it for what it really is. They're just simply out there to try to, it's almost like they're in a race to see how much they can destroy of what Brother Jackson ever stood for. All of a sudden they come out, we're in the third day. Well, we know the third day is the millennium. We're not in the millennium yet. The week of Daniel hasn't expired yet. And then they tell us, all these stupid things they tell us is after 2 days. It's all just a mass of confusion. At the end of the day, when you take it to the microscope and you look at the finished product, it's for one thing and one thing only, to destroy everything that Brother Jackson ever taught. Because, see, behind it is the spirit of Satan. You've got to see how Satan is driving his spurs into these people to just gallop them down the road to do what? To destroy everything Brother Jackson ever taught and never said. And we can see it wholeheartedly when you step back and you look at it and the face of reality. Sure, if you're down there and you're not sober and you're not vigilant, let's say you were down at Temp's meeting, and you won't know what's going on. Yeah, you'll enjoy for a little bit, for a moment of time. And when you see all this so-called phony unity, you might find a little space in your heart to rejoice. But you and I, we can't do that because we're sober and we're vigilant and we know we got the dream and we got the vision and we got all these things and we got the scripture to tell us, remember the things that you've been taught. Remember who you've been taught them from. And that's what we're hanging on to. We know exactly how long that so-called unity will last. It'll just fall apart, like everything falls apart that's not of God. Mm-hmm. But see, you and I, we have put our roots down. We know exactly what's going on in these closing days of time because we have come to a place in our life through persecution that has kept us sober, vigilant. We read it in the scripture what's going on, and we know exactly what's happening to people that came. It compromised. They have nothing. At the end of the day, all they got a trip out to hell and death. And that's why we're standing firm on the things that we see in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And like you were saying, persecution, like it continues on in Hebrews 11. Just so you know what happens to people that actually do continue with God. And those who compromise, it says in Hebrews 11, and what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets. Through faith they conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, gained strength in weakness, became mighty in battle, but put foreign armies to flight, and women received back their dead to life, but others were tortured, not accepting release to obtain resurrection to a better life, and others experienced mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, sawed apart, murdered with the sword. They were without in sheepskin and goatskin. They were destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and openings in the earth. and these are all were commended for their faith, yet they did not receive what was promised, for God had provided something better for us so that they would be made perfect together with us. See, that's what happens when you stand for something. You're mocked, you're ridiculed, you're flogged, you're all these things. They were put through the fire. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, there are so many men of faith that they're still commended today. And why are they commended? Because they walked and they did not compromise in the false unity that this world has to offer. Like the ecumenical spirit that's out there is always trying to make you to compromise and to unify with wrong. That's what's happening, and people, they don't realize what's going on. If we, like you said, that spirit can kind of make you feel like you belong to something, mm-hmm. but in the end, what is going to be the end results? We can see all throughout the Bible the men of faith that stood for something versus those who compromised, and what their end led to. It led to destruction.
Yeah, we could do the same. We could give in and have this so-called peace. I could go to down to that letter tomorrow and beg for forgiveness and then compromise. But then what? Then I got to live with my conscience, because it's it. These men, they didn't even want to be delivered, because they would rather be persecuted, terrorized, be killed, than give in and compromise. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to say here. They did not want that delivered. They would rather continue on that persecuted route, because they know at the end of it all, they'll have a place of safety. They'll have a place of refuge for, not only for them, for their children. They have the promise that God, if we stay true, that God will remember your children. That's all what this is about. We ain't going to compromise. We come this far up the road, and we're just grateful that the Lord give us the grace and the insight to see what's going on around us. Because if you don't see what's going on around you, you're going to fall right into that same trap, because it's like a giant vacuum. It just sucks you up, and guess where it's taking you? Once you compromise, it takes you down to hell and death. It's just that simple. There's no other option. These people that gave, they didn't end up with them very good. That's what's going on in the world that we're now living in. All of a sudden, all these Christ God haters, all these Jew haters, they're all coming together and rejoicing. You can see it here in America, that these Hamas marchers, you know, these Hamas supporters, all of a sudden they're nowhere to be found. And it's simply because the whole world is rejoicing with them, refugees coming out of there. But like I say, it's going to be short-lived. It's not genuine. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot change the hearts of the people. The Prince of Peace is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he hasn't shown up yet. He is the true Prince of Peace. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he's trying his natural best, his physical best. He cares. He seems to care about people, and he wants peace. Because I guess sometimes he thinks how good the Lord has been to him, and he wants it for everybody. But it's just, it's not going to work that way. You got to come to that place through suffering and persecution. It's just that simple. Like Paul said, "Oh, that I might know him, the power of resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering." That's where it's at. Mm-hmm. And that's where you and I are at. And I enjoy it. After a while, you get to like it. You just have to put in some effort. Like I say, you just got to get up in the morning. You got to pray in the day. If I start my day in prayer, there's nothing I can't do. That's the direction that we're going down. And we have to set an example. There's somebody here on planet Earth that has to set an example, like a living example, not just give lip service, to really do the things that we're saying that we're doing.
That's what I was thinking today. Like it's a season of Thanksgiving. Like everything that God has provided for us throughout the year, with the garden and with the crops in the field, and people are give thanks for the natural things that God has done and provided throughout the summer and now with harvest and everybody has their supply of everything, mm-hmm. what they need for the winter and for an income. But I was thinking today in the spiritual, I'm so grateful when I go throughout the Bible and I think about the stream, the channel that God used throughout time and men that were examples that stood for something and knew what they were standing on was right. Because he was faithful, just like Abraham, because he knew he that was promised was faithful. Mm-hmm. And that's the God, when we were small, that came to us and slowly revealed himself to us in order for us to be able to serve him in spirit and truth. And he led us through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And I was so grateful for these men that would stand for something and not compromise with that denominational spirit, with that economical spirit that's out there, but they stood true to the Word of God. Like even like Eliezer in the times of the Maccabees, he said, if I would give in now, what word would the generations before me and the generations after me think about what I have just done here? And that's why we stand firm on what the Lord has shown us and has given us in the hour of time we're living in, because we know he is faithful. He that promised is faithful, and he will see us through, even though the whole world can be against us. But we know the Word of God stands true, and it will never, never, God will never leave and forsake his own. And I'm grateful for that, for the men of old that have stood for something and did not compromise.
Like you were saying, here in the church age of Laodicea, that's where we're living in. We're living in the church age of Laodicea, and the only two statues, the only two pillars is the ministry of Brother Brenham and Raymond M. Jackson. Without these two men, these people that missed that, Laodicea, the 20th century, is absolutely obsolete. It's invaded by Satan, and the only way that you and I can keep our sanity is hold on to the thing mm-hmm. that these two men brought us. They were anointed of God. They were the voice of that angel, like we keep saying over and over again, and the more we say it, the more real it gets, because without them two men, I wouldn't want to live, and now we're living in, because we couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. It's the only channel that we have, the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, and the world has missed it. They have been too busy doing exactly what Laodicea is. They've been too busy getting rich and increasing good and have need of nothing and unrealized. They're wretched, they're naked, they're blind, because that ecumenical movement and that false unity, it does not do nothing for the soul. But God's rich in mercy has allowed us to come to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Of course you'll be ousted. Of course you'll be shunned. It cost me my whole life when I stood before these Hutterite preachers, and I read a letter to them, and I'd written them a letter, what I believe and where I stand, and they told me, you got till sundown to get out of here. I tried to convince them, take a look, see what the Bible says. They wouldn't even much as look at it to this day. But see, I'm grateful that I stood my ground. Imagine if I would have compromised. What would people have to look up to? Here, at least, people, if they really want, if there's really a hunger, they have something to look up to. They got their website, Let the Truth Be Told. And like I say, in this hour of time that we're now living in, the truth cannot be told. Mm-hmm. They won't allow the truth to be told, because truth is evil spoken of. And good will be called bad, and bad will be called good, and truth will be called a lie, and a lie will be called the truth. That's the impression. They don't have to say it, but that's the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. That's the atmosphere that we're living in, that you and I were the bad people. Mm-hmm. And these thugs that get up in the pulpit, they're make out to the public that they're the good people. Mm-hmm. But it's the opposite, because the Bible says, in the last days, good will be called evil, evil will be called good, your name will be plastered all over us, the evildoers and things like that. But see, we're going to stand with these, the ones in Hebrew that you just read about. I'd rather stand with them and have a clear conscience mm-hmm. and have peace when I close my eyes at night. I can go over and meditate from where we're coming from, what we've gone through, and I can fall asleep without having to fight with my conscience that somewhere along the road of life I compromised. The Lord has called us for this fight, and we're going to endure to the end. We're going to do everything we can to keep faithful and true. That's basically what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And then, like I say, it's a time of Thanksgiving, and we're grateful for those things. We're grateful for these men that stood at the post to do. Mm-hmm. We're grateful for Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, because without them, there would be no life. Mm-hmm. It'd be useless to live. And we got all our information from these two men, and then the Lord took them off the scene, we just carried on, because you got the scripture, remember the things that you've been taught. But see, we've done that all our life. We stood true, and back when I was in the kangaroo course back in the colony, and I stood my ground, and then the Lord moved us on, and to this day, we were trained, and it's become a way of life to stand our ground. And to this day, we're standing our ground. We're not going along with them, relevant, and his powwow that he's had down there. We're not going along with that ecumenical movement. We're not going along with all these people that are in Israel right now, just being grateful. We don't go along with that, because we know what's coming up the road.
Right.
It's going to get pretty bumpy for them. And right now they're all relaxing and they think it's the end all we're all, but it's not. And we're grateful that these people are finally out of that prison and all that. But you've got to really step back and regroup and make sure your roots are down, because it's not going to go very good, because like the Bible says, when they see all of a sudden the whole world now finally peace and safety, but see, then the Bible says then sudden destruction comes upon them, just like the bird pangs, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a good picture from here on out. The Bible even says it's going to be very hard on the last day to be a Christian, to be a true genuine believer, because of the things that Satan is in charge mm-hmm. of the planet now. Satan has only got 3 more years left, and like Jesus himself said, the prince of this world is being cast out. It's really Satan's, Satan has a hold of this planet somehow for some reason, and up the road here, his days are numbered, and his time is running out very rapidly. That's why he's got all his tugs. That's why he's working overtime to deceive as many as he can, and that's all that evil that we're surrounded with. It's all about deception. Satan has mm-hmm. taken over the planet by means of deception, just like he deceived Adam and Eve, and that's what he's been doing for the last 6,000 years. But see, we walk by faith. We have the Word of God to guide us through the jungle that we're now living in. We take exactly what Jesus said very serious. Beware that any time your heart be overcharged with eating and drink, and then the cares of this world take you over. And warning after warning we were given, like he said, it's the last days, it's going to be very hard to be a Christian. It's because Satan is let loose. Satan knows his time is short. So what does he do? He works overtime with the mass of deception that's out there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You can really see like how deceptive the Satan is, because in the eyes of people, it looks like Tim Relford is doing a good deed to mm-hmm. try to unify with all these preachers, mm-hmm. and then with Israel, trying to unify with the Muslims and signing this peace deal with Hamas, a terrorist organization, and all that comes along with it. To people, naturally, it looks good that there is this phony peace now. And that's all really it is a phony peace. If there is no unity in the spirit mm-hmm. and in the heart and in the same love for God and to uphold what is right, then it's a false deal. It's not real. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's going to give away Like, but the things that we're standing on the Word of God, they will not give way, because the Word of God endures forever. All else will fail, like the prophecies, they will fail, tongues will cease, but the Word of God endures forever. And that's what we have based our life on, is to follow the Word of God. That's why we can say the things, what Tim Relford is doing, in the end, it's going to lead to destruction. The same way with what's happening in Israel, you can't unify with people that hate you. It's not going to work in the end, because in the end, it's going to lead to more destruction than the first part ever was, because we know that the Antichrist goes after the Jews. He will really go after the remnant of the Jews in Israel, and you will see more heartache and more pain as a result of what you see today.
Amen to that. Just continuing on. We got it good compared to some people. All we got to do is sit here, do our thing, get up early in the morning, and don't fall for all that stuff that's around us. Don't fall for that false Christmas. Don't fall for that false New Year, because all you're doing, you're worshiping the devil. And we've been over it and over it again. And here you hear the truth. We got nothing to hide. We just said the way the Lord wants it said. We just over and over. We tell the Lord, Lord, here we are. Do with us as you see fit, because there's a world out there. They're walking in deception, because it's just a delusion. It's a first class deception, and behind it is the spirit of Satan. That's simple.
That's right, and he doesn't mean anything good for people. What you see out there is major deception, because that's what Jesus warned us. In the end, will be beware lest any man deceive you. And we know that the deception out there is so great that you can hardly go on the internet anymore without having to question, is that AI or is that actually real? Because AI has become so sophisticated that it almost looks real. Mm-hmm. That's how sophisticated the spirit of Satan has become in this day and age, that it almost looks real, but it's deceptive. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus warned against, is beware lest any man deceive you. And that's the hour we are living in, that to be aware, because it is all around us.
Amen to that.
Heavenly Father, we just had a conversation around your word, Lord, and we're living in the season of Thanksgiving, and we don't want to cease to give thanks to you for everything you've done for us, how you've brought us out of the miry clay of religious organization, Lord, and you set our feet upon a rock to stay. You give us the truth for our day, the ministry of Brother Branham and the ministry of Brother Jackson, how you led us out of religious bondage into the land of Canaan to be free to serve you and to glorify your great name, Lord. We see all that's happening and all around the world, Lord. In this truth, Lord, we see it in Israel, Lord. It's all so deceptive, Lord, but we want to stand on the promises of your word and what all the men of old has stood for. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll grant us, Lord, to the grace and to continue on with you. Lead and guide us by that of your spirit, Lord, so we can be on watch and on guard for what the enemy is doing, so we can be sober and vigilant of the hour of time we're living in with all those deceiving spirits, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.